Following a string of violent incidents near the Road Home shelter, including two homicides in less than 2 days, state and local leaders met to discuss solutions. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
A large group, including state lawmakers, the attorney general, Salt Lake City and county leaders, and Governor Gary Herbert, met in a closed-door meeting Wednesday for more than 2 hours. They emerged to talk about a plan to deal with violence and drug dealing in the Rio Grande area, but provided few details.
At any time you're dealing with the criminal element, we're not going to be broadcasting widely the plans to deal with that.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox will be a point person on collaborative homeless solutions going forward. Elected officials say that the first priority is to open more space in treatment centers and jails. Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski.
All reality is we have to have the jail bed space available in order for us to have an impact in the neighborhood. We have to have treatment beds available in order for us to have an impact in the neighborhood.
Governor Herbert noted that law enforcement in the area may increase as well.
We have cops on the street now. We need more. That's going to take some additional resources and funding. There's different buckets of money. Some of it's federal dollars, some of it's state dollars, some of it's local.
The governor called the meeting after two incidents involving homeless people happened over the 4th of July weekend. This week, there have been two murders just blocks from the homeless shelter, which is slated to close in June 2019. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.